Often imitated, never duplicated. The one and only B. Scott. You're listening to The B. Scott Show. Get ready, love muffins.
What's my motherfucking name? I've been making less room for you.
Now only God can hold me.
Hug me, love me, judge me. The only man that hovers above me.
Oh yes, it is that time again for me to revisit one of my biggest interviews. This week, we're going to be revisiting my Jennifer Lopez interview. During this interview, we talk about her beauty regimen. And since we're all at home with nothing else to do because of Corona, why not focus on our beauty? So listen in and let me know what you think. Double kisses. Bye-bye. I'm so excited, Love Muffins. Today we have singer, actress, dancer, American Idol judge, the oh-so-fabulous Jennifer Lopez. Welcome to the show, Jennifer.
How are you, Love Muffin?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you so much for stopping by the B. Scott Show.
Absolutely.
Tell us about your number one song that you have now on iTunes, On the Floor. That's amazing.
It's crazy. I'm just like, my friends are like, can you believe it? You're number one on iTunes. It's so exciting.
Yeah, you knocked off Gaga. That's a huge feat.
No matter how many times, you know, you put out a record, it never gets old when people love it.
Yeah, and it features Pitbull, so I love him, so he's great.
Yeah, I love him too. We worked together before, and we have a really good chemistry, so I'm glad he did it.
And you have a second single coming out soon?
Yeah.
I'm Into You featuring Lil Wayne.
Exactly which song it's going to be.
Okay, what's the vibe of that song? Can you tell us about that?
We have different directions we can go in. We have two that are more, one that's like kind of has a Caribbean kind of dance feel. We have one that has like more of an urban feel. And then we have a straight dance Red One track. So we have, you know, different directions we can go in, just how we want to roll them out.
Right. And the tentative date for your new album, Love, is sometime in May. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
You say yes?
It's going to be sometime in May, probably.
Okay.
After this thing, the second single, maybe the beginning of the third single around there.
Mm-hmm. And what I really want to know is that when I see you on American Idol, I say to myself all the time, like, oh my gosh, she's so damn beautiful. What on earth is your skin regimen? I have to know. What do you use on your skin?
What do I use on my skin? Well, I have to tell you, I think people think there's all these expensive products and things, but it really isn't. It's like the less you do, the better. You want to just have a really clean cleanser. I get a cleanser from my dermatologist.
Okay.
It takes off all the makeup but doesn't dry out my skin. And then I use literally just what I change moisturizers all the time. I do, but they always have to have a sunscreen in them.
Wow. Okay. So that's
the moisturizer I'm using now, I get from Whole Foods.
Wow.
Not like anything like, you know.
So moisturizers from Whole Foods. Who knew Jennifer Lopez? That is amazing. And what is your fitness regimen? I mean, you had twins and now your body is like better than ever. I saw it on the floor dance video. I was like, oh my God.
Thank you. That was a good onesie, huh?
Mm-hmm. It was a good onesie. And the beauty shots were killing me. Like every, that little look that you give the camera and it's like a pouty and then the wind is blowing the hair. It's like so magical.
Thank you, baby. I mean, as far as workout stuff, I really just have to work a little bit harder than I did before the twins. Mm-hmm. I have to admit, you know, before my stomach was like so flat and concave. Now I have to really work at it to keep it that way.
Wow. And dancing helps with that, I'm sure.
Dancing is the best thing.
Wow.
Dancing is the best thing. If you can get out there and really dance or take dance classes and do rehearsals and things like that, that's when I get in the best shape.
And speaking of which, American Idol, like, it's the number one show in the country, in the U.S. Tell us a little, what's your favorite part of doing the show?
I think my favorite part is, you know, working with Randy and Steven is a lot of fun, but also just really seeing all these new up-and-coming artists, you know what I mean, with all these dreams and hopes. It's like seeing myself years ago, but I just love being able to help them in a way. You know, being in the business as long as I have and as long as Steven has, you know, we have all this information that really we can give to nobody. And for the first time, it's like, you know, it's like, you know what you're doing up there? You know what I see? and helping them and helping them grow and giving them tidbits that you don't think about, that I never thought about in the beginning of my career, right, that I've never known. And that's the I think that's the most fun part about it, is being able to kind of help them and work with them and see them grow and be awed by their amazing talent. Finding great talent is, like, so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Something about it that is just, like, it never gets, again, something else, it never gets old.
Right. And then obviously, I guess the most difficult part is the judgment and kind of deciding who should go home.
Well, it's hard because once you get to, you know, we've known them since now October, mm-hmm. September, so we've really gotten to know them through this journey. And it's hard. We know how much they want it. We know why they want it, what their different reasons are, their backstories, how some of them are just the sweetest kids you'll ever meet, how we really believe in each thing, every single one of them. So, and when we have to tell them to go home, it can be difficult.
Right. And how is it working with your fellow judges?
I love them. We have a lot of fun. It's like, I've never had brothers.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the first time I have, like, brothers between, like, Ryan and Randy and Steven and even behind the scenes, Nigel and all these guys. It's the first time I'm, like, the only girl. So, you know, they're very protective of me. And I love it.
Right. And recently, I think on the last show last week, or Diddy came on, and everyone was like, oh my God, what's going to happen between those two? Is it going to be an awkward moment? And it really seemed like you were, you know, very supportive.
No, absolutely. I mean, there's nothing awkward about it. It was so, I've been married for 7 years.
Oh, okay.
This was a long time ago. So,
like, Diddy who? Who's that again?
Story, but the truth is we see each other once in a while. He's very cool. He's always been very supportive of me. I'm supportive of him. I want him to do well. He wants me to do well. You know, it's just like, you know, having an old friend, you know, from years ago that, you know, you just, you know, you wish the best for.
Exactly. And speaking of...
It's not that deep. I think people really like to make more of it. I think they were hoping something dramatic happened. I don't know.
Right. I'm like, what would happen? Like a stare down or something? Like...
Right.
So crazy. And how do you deal with the whole, like, you know, the internet and everything has totally changed how celebrity, you know, news and information gets out there. How do you feel about the change?
Well, I'll tell you what I do love. I love being so much more connected to the fans.
Mm-hmm.
Before, like with Twitter and Facebook and all these things and MySpace and all those things, you know, before when I put out my first album, none of that even existed.
Right.
So it's exciting to be able to talk directly to them, let them know certain things that are happening, things you're thinking, little things, you know what I mean? And have them get their feedback right away. You
exactly.
know, that's so exciting.
Yeah, especially with Twitter. Twitter allows you to reach almost like it seems like your entire fan base with just a click of a button.
Right. And that's exciting to me. And that's why I like did the whole thing with choosing the end of the video. It's just a way to get you involved with what we're doing, because at the end of the day, everything we do is for our fans. You
exactly.
know what I mean? So it's just a great thing. I love the way it is. I don't really think about all the media and read all the blogs and things like that, because, you know, for artists, that can be kind of, you know, hurtful and destructive.
Exactly.
Know? But for the most part, you know, there is a lot of love out there, and that's what I try to concentrate on.
Exactly. I say all the time that I can't focus on positive or negative feedback. You kind of have to do what's true for you.
You just have to do you, and that is the absolute truth.
And another tidbit about what's going on with you, like, you're the new face of Taos. Am I pronouncing that right?
Taos, yeah.
Taos, okay. And it's a high-end jewelry line?
Yes, from Spain. It's a great family from Spain who I met. We really hit it off. She's amazing. Her name is Rosa Tuz.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband started a company years ago, and all her family works with her. And it was just something that, you know, we hit it off. And she was like, oh, I want you to do something. I was like, okay. You know?
And instantly I heard it, I thought of you being draped in diamonds or something like that. Just ultra glamorous hair, diamonds everywhere.
Are not so diamondy, mm-hmm. let's say. You know, it's more kind of eccentric. Beautiful jewelry. Just very, her collections this time were inspired by India and different, you know, the Orient and stuff like that. So.
Right. And when is your next movie? Is it
my
coming soon?
Movie I'm choosing right now.
Mm.
I don't know.
How do you select a movie for you? Like, when you're choosing movies, how do you know this is the movie I'm going to do next?
It's hard. hard, baby, you know, because I want to do something that is really challenging for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to do a movie right now, you know. So if I'm going to do it, I want to do something that I'm going to be really proud of, with the right director and the right script, with the right part for me. You know what I mean? And so I don't mind kind of like sifting through and saying no to a lot of things to get to the right thing.
Exactly. Well, I want to thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, baby. I really appreciate it.
Yes, and before you leave, I want you to say that, you know, say, I'm Jennifer Lopez and I'm a B. Scott Love Muffin.
Okay. Hey, everybody, this is Jennifer Lopez and I'm a B. Scott Love Muffin.
There it is. All right. And follow me on Twitter, too. Twitter.com/LoveBScott.
What is it?
I'm Love B. Scott, LoveBScott.
Got it.
Love ya. I wish you well.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to The B. Scott Show. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at Love B. Scott. And make sure you review the show on iTunes. And you can always find me on lovebscott.com.